The Gemara in Daf Testament Aleph begins with the memory of Rabbi Elazar that Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzosim Neman Osrola. Rashi immediately comments that the Baal could put forth two different tainas. One is a taina of Pesach Pesuach, the other one is one of the tainas Damim. And Rashi is bothered simply what happened to the claim of Dam. So Rashi writes in the very beginning of the Sugya that no, that here the tainas Damim is relevant, because we're referring to a particular hechatimsa where that is not possible. Either we're talking about mishpachas durkati, that the mishpacha that we know is not going to see dam, or else we're talking about a case of nevem eno mapa, that there's no evidence as to whether there was riyas dam or whether there was not. What exactly is the chiddush of Rashi? So if you look in the Ran and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif, the Ran writes the following chiddush. That apparently, according to Rashi, that if in fact there would be dam, so then no mitzvah. So the Baal no longer will be believed with the taina of Pesach Pesuach. But since in this particular case, right, we knew from advance that there would not be dam, or there's no way to ascertain whether there was dam because nevda meno hamapa, so in such a case, then the taina of Pesach Pesuach is considered to be a relevant one. This is also what the Ritva writes. At the beginning of the Sugya, Dramasa Rabbi Elazar, according to Rashi as well, that if in fact there is dam, so therefore hadam machishin also, so therefore there's an outright hachasha that the Baal has claimed Pesach Pesuach, but there is a riyas dam, so therefore obviously shkuri meshaker, it's an umd demuchaf that what the Baal is saying is absolutely not true, and therefore his time of Pesach Pesuach would be dismissed. And the Ritva writes that also is the shita of Rabbi Yochananel as well. And when the Gemara says later in the Sugya that Pesach Pesuach is considered to be ke'edim dami, according to Rashi, good, is considered to be comparable to edim as long as lo matzah b'dam. But if there is dam, so in such an instance, the time of Pesach Pesuach is not relevant. This is against the view, right, of many Rishonim. If you look in the Ritva, and you look in the Rashba, you look in the Ramban, Daf Tesamad Beis, they assume that that's not true. That even if nimtza b'dam, nonetheless, the Baal still is neman osrola with the taina of Pesach Pesuach. The dam is not considered to be an absolute right, the Ritva writes, because after all, we can account for the dam in other ways. Maybe it's dam tzipor, the dam came from elsewhere, it didn't come from the Maisabiyah. Or perhaps it was dam tzadim, perhaps it was dam maka, but it wasn't actually the dam as a result of the psulim being ruptured. Or the Miri points out in our sugi that perhaps the dam is dam nida. So just because there is dam which is present, in no way do we consider that to be an outright contradiction to the fact that the taina is one of Pesach Pesuach. And therefore the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban write that even if there is a riyas dam, still the Baal would be nem on the case of Pesach Pesuach. The Ritva quickly adds that however this is only true as far as Rabbi Elazar says that nem on the Osrolov. As far as Ksuv is concerned, then certainly the Baal is not going to be neman to say Pesach Pesuach in a case Kishemot Zadam. There he would have to pay the Ksuvah, but certainly he would be believed to an extent, we'll have to see on what basis, in the case of Pesach Pesuach to argue that she is forbidden to him. We'll have to see as the Sugya develops, but if you look in the Rambam and Hafasishus and Perakid Aleph, Halachi Yabez, the Rambam seems to indicate that even if there is Dam, nonetheless the Baal is believed with his time of Pesach Pesuach. And Poshab Shat in the Rambam, that's not only true as far as Neman Osralov, but even as far as Lahafsida Ksuvos is concerned, even as far as that element as well, we'll assume that Pesach Pesuch is considered to be likely. After all, if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita writes in the Ramaskal, Bezel Loshon HaRashba, just the following Ha'ara. Even if there is Dam, but the Gemara will clearly tell us that the woman doesn't necessarily only see Dam for Bir Yishona. The dam can continue. The Lashon HaGemara is ad dalad leilos. Even a subsequent maisebi as well. And therefore, Shita Mekubetzes writes is just because there is dam, that is not necessarily a raya at all that this was birishona, because very often dam will be found after the second bia, after the third bia, after the fourth bia, and therefore it's no steer at all to be able to claim Pesach Pesuach. This was not a birishona, but at the same time to find dam as well. So Rashi writes the following chiddush, that again, that right now dam is relevant, nevda b'mata, and yet the Baal is claimed Pesach Pesuach. this kind of babal, as Rashi points out, is something which is there's no way to ascertain. Right now, obviously, Pesach Pasuach. There's no way to ascertain what was true at that particular time. And yet, right, the Baal is Neman. So he puts forth a claim with absolutely no raya whatsoever, and it's not something where Birur is possible. And yet, Rav Loza says, the Baal is Neman. How can this be? Rashi writes, this is only on the basis of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disura, and therefore, Enachinami. On that basis, he's believed. And Rashi quickly adds, we'll have to see the Chiddush of Rashi, that again, this will only be true as Shavi Anafshe, to create an Isser. But as far as Avalav Sida Ksuvasa, Lo Mehemen, but certainly he's not going to believe with such a taina of Pesach Pesuach alone in order to deprive her from Ksuv. The source of Shavi Anafshe Chatich Yisur is the Sugyan Ksuvas and Dav Chav Beizam Nalev, where the Gemara says the following Chiddush, that all of a sudden an Isha comes forward and says that Eishas Ishani. And then v'chazra v'amra p'nui ani. So first she asserts that she's an eishes ish, and later on she tells you, no, that that's true, I'm a p'nuya. So the Gemara says, ne'em enes, that's part of the pesha asur, or pesha itir. The Gemara says, but how can that be? Once she says that she is an eishes ish, shouldn't we assume that shavi nafshe chaticha disura, and therefore she's asur l'chuli alma? So the Gemara answers that amarava barabuna k'gon shanasana maskul dvareha. Good, she has some explaining to do. She has to explain why it is that she had said previously that she is an Eishes Ish when it's not true. But if she'll be able to adequately explain that assertion, so fine. She certainly is considered to be Nemenes. She'll explain that people were pestering her for marriage and so on, and she was not interested, they weren't worthy, and therefore she said, I'm ready an Eishes Ish. But as long as she gives an adequate amasna, certainly she's Nemenes. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, the Makar that you have. In the sugi of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disura, and the Gemara quickly writes that Al Yedei Amasla, the halacha certainly would no longer apply. So if you look in the Shita Mekabeltes in our sugi, Dira Masla Neman, the Shita writes the following Chiddush. How do we understand that Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disura? Lashon HaShita is the Afal Gav Dihimu Teres Lamidina, even though that Mikar Hadin, there's no basis to argue that she should be forbidden to him. After all, right, Pesach Pesuach, there was no raya whatsoever. So havi le ka'osra lov davar hamotim. That's the lashon of the shita. Shavi nafshe means that it's as though that I am now taking upon myself, I forbid that which mikra din is permitted. From the lashon of shita mukabetzes, it would appear that shavi nafshe chatichi disur is not necessarily a halacha of nemanus, that we necessarily assert that yes, the Baal is Neman al Pidin in his claim of Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, but rather Ke'osra Lov Dover Hamutin. Enochinami? But sometimes a person can restrict himself, even regarding Dvar Mamutarim, Suhu Adinami. That's what the Baal is doing in this case. If you look in Shar HaMelech, the Shar HaMelech is found in Opus Ishus in Perek Tes Halacha Tezval. That's where the Shar HaMelech quotes the view of the Mahari Basan and the view of the Maharit, that perhaps Shavi Anashe is midin neder. Enochinami? It's not midin neamonus, that enochinami, that now as a result that we can ascertain what in fact occurred, whether she was a basula, whether not, but rather it's kein neder. Just as a person can take upon himself a new hischaibus michadash, so enochinami, the same thing is true when it comes to shav yanavshe. This is the issue that the Ktzos raises in Simon Lamedalid, when it comes to the principle of Shavi Nafshe, as well as the principle of Hodos Baldin Kemeidun Dami. The Tosefta tells us in Bava Metzi and Perak Aleph, that principle, Hodos Baldin Kemeidun Dami. The Gemara never quotes a Makar for Hodos Baldin, but Rashi writes in Kedushin, and that's Samachemot Beis, the Ramaskal Hodos Baldin, Rashi writes it's based on the Parsh of Modar Mitzas. It's based on the Pasuk of Kihuzeh, Shmos Perachot Beis. After all, if a person is kofra kol, so midaraisa is potter min hashvua. If a person is modem amiktas, now he's chayiv shvua daraisa. So obviously, his hodah is meaningful. The fact that he admits that he owed half, so that certainly is a meaningful statement. That's the pasuk of Kihuzeh. So Rashi writes, that's the source, b'chol haTorah kula, that hodah spaldin is considered to be kameidun dami. How do you understand that? This concept of Hodos Baldin. So this is what the Ksos raises. Is this considered to be Midin Ne'amonos, that Adam Neman al Atzmo. I certainly am to say that I owe this individual money. Or perhaps one could argue that no, that this is midin hischayvus. A person could be mechayev himself to give a matana or to pay an individual a certain sum of money, and therefore the reason hodos badin kmeinu dami is ki'ilu ba'achshav l'chayv atzmo yichadash. It's as though that right now he's creating, right, a new hischayvus, but not necessarily that hodos badin sheds light l'mafreya on what in fact occurred. If there is, right, an issue, a suffix, as to what took place last year, who says that Hodos Baldin sheds any light at all on what occurred last year? But if a person is mechayiv himself to pay a certain amount of money, so in such an instance, so that's the concept of a Hodos Baldin, which is kameidim dami. This is what Ksos discusses in Simen Lamed Aleph. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua here in Ksuvis, and Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Pnei Yeshua writes the following chiddush, that maybe Hodos Baldin has two elements to it, depending on whether the Hodah was done bifnei Edim, or whether the Hodah is done bifnei Bezdin. Pnei Yeshua writes the following chiddush, if it's a Hodah which is simply bifnei Edim, maybe that's chamed in his chayvus. We don't know exactly what occurred, but we have Edim who can assert that this person admitted that he's obligated to pay a sum of money. If, however, it's considered to be bifnei bezdin, as the pasuk of Kihuza indicates, a hodah bifnei bezdin, that is chum, it didn't have manos. The parsha of Kihuza, moda miktas, means that a person is moda bifnei hadayanim, and parsha of shap, that's a halach of nemanos, not just simply considered to be that which is enu his chayvus. We had once discussed the Gemara Baba Basra, and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Rashbam explains that the tzir of the Gemara is the following. A person is considered to be a muhsak, right, in a particular piece of karka. Why? Because he was assumed to be the Oresh. And all of a sudden he gets up and he says that, you know what, that really that was not true. There's another individual, Shu Karov Yoser. I wasn't entitled to this property, Betoras Yoresh, because I was the second in line. There was another Yoresh you were unaware of, right, who was closer. So you have Hodos Baldin in that case, but although I was the Muchsuk, nonetheless, Hodos Baldin, Shechaver Okarov Yoser. So the Gemara has the following issue. Of course I'm obligated to surrender the Karka. There's Hodos Baldin, and this Karka does not belong to me at all. The Gemara has the following machlokus between Rav Chisda and Abayin Rava. What about as far as payrolls are concerned? What happened to all the payrolls that were used from the time that I occupied the karka until this moment? The karka, of course, mikam al-haba, now belongs to other individual. But am I obligated to make payment for the payrolls as well? So Rav Chisda writes that no, the karka will go to that individual, but not the payrolls. And Abai and Rava disagree and say, no, that's not true. That now you have to compensate for the payrolls as well. So that's the chiddush that the Tzapnas Panea, the Ragacheva, writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Nara Besula. He thinks that perhaps, according to the Rashbam, this Mahalik and that Sugya, that Lachora, that's the Machlokas Rav Chisda and Abayin Rava, whether Hodos Baldin is Mikan al Haba, or whether it's the Mafreya. Mikan al Haba, everyone agrees, the Hodos Baldin is Kmeidim Dami. But look, there's a Hodos Baldin that I was not entitled. That means I was never entitled. So is there a Chiyuv Peros as well? If you assume, yes, it's Chamed in Hischaivus, and then certainly, then it should be the Mafreya. Then it should be perhaps Mikan Lahaba. If you assume it's Midin Ne'amanos, like Abai and Rava, so in such a case, then the Peros should be included as well. This is the Machlokas from Shulchan Aruch as well, between the Beis Shmua and Chalkas Machoke, whether cases of Hodos Baldin are only Mikan al-Haba, or whether it's a case which is the Mafreya. The Mechaber has in Simen Lamed Ches, in Sif Tezayin, it's the following case. A man is Mekadesh Nisha, and gives her Kesef Kedushin, Amanah Sheyesh Li Mana Biyad Ploni. She's concerned that he doesn't have any assets. He says, no, the Kedushin will be Chal Al Tanai. But of course they have assets. Right, where are they? He is holding on to them. My possessions are in his rishus. So if in fact that is true, there's a Kiyum HaTanai, and a Kodeshus. And if not, then what? So the Beis Shmuel, right, Simon Lamed Ches, if Kotten Lamed Aleph, this writes the following. Obviously, the window of time that we're concerned with is, was that true b'shas kedushin at the time that he was mekadesh, and he said almanashiyishli mana biyad ploni. In order for the kedushin to be chal, we have to demonstrate that that was true then. So what happens the following? So good, that individual comes forward. The hodospal did. It is true that I have in my rishus money, which is his. Will that help for the kedushin? So that's the chiddush that the Beis Shmuel writes, not necessarily, because good hodos valdin kameinim dami. So therefore, Bezdin, based on his hodos valdin, will argue that this person must surrender this amount to that individual. But the Beis Shmuel assumes that that's only true mikan lahaba, es medin yischayvus. But here his chayvus is insufficient. If a person is makadesh nisha, and the fact is he has no assets, and then the next day someone grants him funds, that kedushin will not be chal. In order for the kedushin to be chal, you have to demonstrate that this was true at the time of the ma'isa kedushin. So the Beis Shmuel writes a great kiddush that hodos baldin will not help. It's not that it works medina and manos to be able to determine that what is true now was true then. It's right now that you're creating a hischaivus that the money, which in fact is owed, say nachinami. So dinim amanos said will work, but here that's not going to help in determining that the ma'isa kedushin in the past was considered to be chal. And the chelkas mechalkek there in tishak mechalkimu disagrees that in principle hodos baldin works not only mikana lahaba, it works the mafreya, and ain nachinami. The hodos baldin will dictate that the money was in existence and was his at the time of the Ma'isa Kedushin. Chalkas Machokich is bothered by a detail, very important issue, that maybe they're in collusion, that maybe he's just saying it because he wants them to be married. But in principle, if there is in fact a Hodos Baldin, that will be Chal L'mafreya. It sheds light on what occurred. It's Mevarer. It's not just simply a new Hischaivus, which in fact is created. So this is what the Ksos begins with. The Simen Lama Dalet Siv Kotin Dalet. The Ksos quotes the Chiddush of the Mahari Ibn Leib that writes that Hodos Baldin Kemenum Dami is not Betoras Ne'emanus, but is considered to be his Chavus Mechadosh. And the Ksos writes the following difficulty. The Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Memalot Mabez has the following case. You have a Toveya who claims that a sum of money is owed, and the Nitva says, Lo Hayad Varami Olu. It's not true. I never owed you. I never borrowed that money at all. So the Gemara in Shavuos says the following. That once he says that Lo Lavisi, I never borrowed the money at all, so ki'ilo melo parati, that also is an assertion that I never paid you. If I claim that there was never hischavus whatsoever, I never owed you the money, so obviously I am also arguing that I never paid you. So therefore, if we will demonstrate that yes, money is owed, Adam will come forward and ascertain that, what do you mean? You never owe the money? Of course you owe the money. And even achakach bo Adam, eino nema no aparati, if the Adam will come, you can no longer put forth a claim the parati. Let's assume, for example, someone says they owe money. And Adam come forward and say, we know you owe money. I'm Neman to say that of course I owed you the money, but parati, I paid you back. Now kol for a kol can be lohayud from the olam, never owed, or kol for a kol can be parati. However, the Gemara says, once you said lo lavisi, lo hayad rami olam, so therefore it's ki lo omer, lo parati. Why? Because the Gemara says a chiddush. That's called the hodos baldin, the lo parati. Stitzos writes the following chiddush, that only can work midin nemanus, that cannot work b'toras chiyuv chadash. If you're telling me hodos baldin k'meidim, because adam neman al atzmo, so when I say lo lavisi, adam neman al atzmo, for everything that implies, that implies I never borrowed, and it certainly implies I never paid you back. So therefore, al pidin, we label it as though there's a hodos baldin for not only what you said, but for all of the implications that result. That's good. That's nemanos. If you say it's a chiyuv chadash, so how can you have an implicit chiyuv when I stated lo hayad ban le'olam, my intent was to deny, and you're going to tell me it's a hodos baldin that you were obligated to pay? How can that be? There was no intent here for new hischaivus. If I say that I hereby obligate myself to pay you X amount of money, good, that's considered to be das, which is koveya, that new hischaivus. Mashenkin, if I say lola visi, how can you say lola visi is kilom lo parati in such a case, hodos valdin kamenadami? Vahasam, the Tzos writes, lekala memer dubataraski of chadash. Admirable, huba liftaratzmo betanas parati. His intent was to exempt, and you're going to flip and say this alpidin is called the hodos baldin, which is considered to be kmeidim dami. If it works betaras nemanus, he writes, that's fine. But not if it works betaras hischaivus. Even furthermore, the Ktos writes, va'od hachiv chadash badai bai atem edai. In order to be a chayiv individual. So it has to be more than dvarim and dvarim alone. If a person just says he agrees to make payments without yichud edim, so that's nothing. But yet we don't require that for hodos baldin from edim dummy, because the Ksos writes it's not considered to be new hischaivus at all, but rather it's midin amanus. And the Ksos cites the Rashi, right, the Yushan and Dav Samachemot Beis, that the pasuk of kihu zeh is just hischaivus. The pasuk indicates that no, so strikes there's nemanos, that the 50 that you admitted to, that in fact you owe, and now that allows for the mother of ikhtas. We wouldn't consider it to be a case of mother of ikhtas. If a person would say, look, I don't owe you a penny, I'll give you $50 as a matana, we obligate him to make a shvud d'oraisa moda miktsas. Moda miktsas means that the original time of the toveh is affirmed by his hoda. That works, right? Midin amanus. Furthermore, the Ktos writes, if you look at the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Gimel Beis, the Gemara says the following: which is a greater level of nemanus, hodas baldin or shnei edim? The Gemara is discussing the Chiddush of Rav Chiya. The case of Moda B'Miktsas is one where the Toveah puts forth the Taina, and there's a Hodas Piv, a Moda to part, and I deny the other hand. What happens in the following case? The Toveah says $100, and Edim come forward, and they say 50 we know of. Is there a Shvua D'Oraisa Moda B'Miktsas on the balance? That's the Chiddush of Rav Chiya. That if you can create a Shvua D'Oraisa Moda Miktsas through a Hodas Baldin, Hodas Piv, so certainly you can create the Shvua D'Oraisa through Haggadah Seidus. If the Toveah says 100 and Edim say 50, you're Chayv Shvua D'Oraisa on the balance. And Rav Chiya says, Shalote hodos piv gedola mehados edim mikavakomer. Certainly that should be true. The Gemara daf gimel beis, this is troubled by the kavakomer. The Gemara says, what kind of kavakomer is that, Reb Chisda? Shalote hodos piv gedola mehados edim mikavakomer. The Gemara puts forth a very unusual kavachomer, and maybe relevant for our whole issue. The Gemara says, "Mala piv she'ino mechayv mamon, mechayv shvua." If piv is not mechayv mamon, yet it's mechayv shvua. So, eidim that are mechayv mamon inodin she is chayv shvua. You don't understand the pirush hamilim of the Gemara, no? "Mala piv she'ino mechayv mamon." The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Hodos baldin is kame eidim dami." That's what the Gemara thinks the kavachomer is. That's what Rav Chiya meant. Ma lapiv she'ino mechayv v'mama mechayv v'shvua. What do the words mean? Ma lapiv she'ino mechayv v'mama. Vosh Rav Shat and Havamin of that Gemara, ma lapiv she'ino mechayv v'mama, the Gemara was understanding that Hodos Baldin is a separate Yishayvus. Not midin demonos. Ma lapiv she'ino mechayv v'mama. When Edom come forward, Edom don't prenu his chayvus. Edom are telling us what happened. And that's not true of Piv. Piv is in a chayv mama. And the Gemara is machad, no, hodos baldin kam Edom dami. So the Gemara continues, and above Metzina, Gimel Bey, this is the coming line that the Ktzos quotes, that no, Piv is stronger than Edom. When we say Hodos Baldin is Kimeya Edim Dami, that does not mean that Hodos Baldin is equal to Edim. That's an expression the Gemara uses, a Melitza. It's like 100 witnesses. But the truth is, Lahalach, it's better than 100 witnesses. No, the Gemara says that Malatir, She'enov HaChashav HaHazama. If Edim come forward, that's not irrefutable proof. If two Edim come and there's Machish them, you'll throw them all out. If there's Hazama, we believe the second, we punish the first. The Gemara says the following Kiddush, that Ma lepiv she'eno b'hachosha v'hazama. Piv is greater than Edim. The Gemara says a kash against Rav Chiya. Because Piv is eno b'hachosha v'hazama. The Tosa simply writes, what does that mean, eno b'hachosha v'hazama? It means that is the greatest raya one could put forward. It means to say what? It's simply a new Yishayvos. The reason that I'm obligated when I admit that I owe money is simply because it's a new Yishayvus. How is that Inov HaChashav HaZama? If you're telling me that no, that Hodos Baldin is Mevarer, it works from Afreya, and it's something which is irrefutable to the point that Inov HaChashav HaZama is very good. So maybe Bala Mikzas is only by Hodos Piv and not by Edim. If you assume it's considered to be new Hischaivos, so what do you mean? Eno Shayach b'Hakasha v'Hazama. Not an issue of Hakasha v'Hazama. But someone is going to say, Mano Yisim, you admitted that you borrowed money in that time and that place, and Twitter will come forward and say, you weren't there. Of course it's Eno b'Hakasha v'Hazama, because we don't assume that that ever occurred. We assume it's new Yishayvus. The Ktzos writes, the Gemara is trying to demonstrate that this works as a form of Nemanos. And the Ktzos continues and writes that this same Chakira regarding Hodos Baldin Kemenam Damim, Yishayvus Nemanos, Mikanal Habar L'Afreya, is that Yishayvus and Niyug Mikanal Habar, is it Mevarer? He writes that this same also can be applied to Shabi Nafshe, Chatichid Yisura. Is it considered to be somehow new Yishayvus? That here the husband is forbidden to his wife because by coming forward and asserting Pesach Pasuach, and therefore he is forbidden. So therefore, as Lashna Shita writes, Asur Samutala. Or do we assume, no, that's not true? It works. Midin Nemanos. Naxos writes, in both of these instances, that the case of Hodos Baldin as well as Shavya Nafshe, one in the realm of Dinam Aman Al Sodron Al Isra Beheter, it's not Betoras Neder, but rather, it's Midinam Anus, rooted in the Pasuk of Ki Hu Zeh. Adam Neman Al Atzmo. That even when it comes to Dinam Aman Al Sodron, we normally require Edim, even when it comes to Davar Shebe Erva, Ein Davar Shepachos Mishnayim, that's fine and good, Lagabe Acherim. But as far as Neman Al Atzmo is concerned, then Adam Neman Al Atzmo. If you look at the Bir HaGran Shulchan Aruch in several places, the Gaon quotes a further possibility for the source of Shavi Nafshei Chaticha Disura, and cases of Hodos Baldin. In the beginning of Eben Hezer and Simin Gimel and Sivkot and Yir Aleph, the Mechaber describes the case where a person comes forward and he says, Kohen Ani. We have no indication that that is true, that he's a Kohen, other than his own admission. So the Mechaber writes that Aser Begrusha. We assume that that's true. We have no independent Raya, but he admits he's a Kohen. We will not allow him to marry a Grusha. The Gaon has a very brief comment. The Gaon writes that this is derived from the Parshas HaKarban. The Gemara is explicit above Metzi and Daf Gimel, the Gemara in Christus and Daf Yabez, that a person is Neman for Karban. A person is Mechalo Shabbos B'Shogeg. He comes and he offers the carbon chatos. That carbon is not bav in a dava. It can only be brought as a carbon chalva. A person comes forward and he says that he's chayav a carbon because he ate chaylev b'shogeg. Because mechalo Shabbos b'shogeg, the person is obligated to bring a carbon. And the Rav Matzi discusses the following. Maybe a person can be neman mahachish as aid. Aidim come forward and say it's chayv a carbon. Rav says, my mirtzvah amazing. How do you know it's chayv a carbon? Maybe I did that myself, Hera, but I did something amazing. It wasn't b'shogeg. It looked as though it was inadvertent. Yeah, I intended that to be the case, but I did so intentionally. A person is neman when it comes to carbon. Now that's a puzzle. Vayikra Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk says, when is it that you're chayav a karban? Oh, hoda elav chataso. That means, at least in the Parshas HaKarban, the person is neman al atzmo. Shita Gubetzes points out, but Matzin Av Gimel, even a further chiddush, that the Kohen also assumes that this is true. If this person would not be chayav a karban, so if it will be an iser for the Kohen to go ahead and to offer this karban, you cannot bring this karban chatas unless the person in fact did so. That cannot be construed as an independent hischayvos. Well, let the person bring a karban because either he's guilty or he's bringing an olas nedava. Certainly not true. The Chiddush, that's what the Gaon writes very briefly. There, when the Mechaber writes, the person says, Kohanani, Asa Begrusha. So the Gaon just simply refers you to the Gemara of Metzia, the Gemara in Ksuvus, when it comes to carbon. That a Bala carbon is Neman. The Gaon does the same thing in two other places as well. If you look in Chosha Mishpat, in Simchat Tes, in Sivkot and Tezvav, that's in the realm of Dinim Amanos. Halacha v'hodos baldin k'meidim dami. And the Gaon again refers you to the Gemara of Metzia, the Gemara in Christus, the Pasuk, Hodah Chatoso, that there's nemanus b'no ben atzmo. And the Gaon writes the same thing in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Ayin Tes, in Sifkat and Gimel. So one possibility that Shavi and Avshei and Hodas Bad and Kamina may all work with Torah Yisraelis. The second is it's a form of Nemanus. What is the basis of this Nemanus? One possibility, the Parsha of Ki Huzeh, and the Chiddush that one can extend this to areas of Issur V'Hefter as well, and the Chiddush of Yeshua may be the two halves, Bezdin as opposed to Chutz LeBezdin, or the possibility, the Gaon writes, that it's rooted in the Parsha Sakarbanos. But Adam Neman al Atzmo, not the Torah Yisraelis, the Torah Neman. This is very important for the simple Shakra Vitaya of our Gemara. Our Gemara begins with the Chiddush of Rabbi Moshe, the Homer Pesach Pasuach, Neman al Osroma. So the Gemara asks the following kasha, that my Kamashmon. So what's the Chiddush? Shavi Nafshi Chatichid Yisura. That's the Chiddush. Gemara says it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kedushin of Samachai. Ha'omer Lisha Kidashtich. A person gets up and he declares, he married this woman. And he did so in the presence of Eidim, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, but there's no other Raya that the Kedushin occurred. So the Mishnah tells us, who asked to he's not allowed to marry your sister. So the Gemara says, what's the Kiddush Rabbi Elazar? Shavi and Avshay. The Mishnah tells us Shavi and Avshay. So the Gemara says, no, Mahu the same, you would think the following. Maybe here Shavi and Avshay does not apply. Hacha, here in Pesach Pasuach, make him to the Kimlei. He's uninformed, he's clueless, no? He knows that this is a Ba'ula as opposed to a Basula. So maybe here you don't apply the principle at all. The person who comes toward the Mishnah that says, Ha'om Elisha Kidashtir, that assertion is Bataras Vadai. Here, isn't it conjecture? How does he know? Maybe he thinks that's true. But we know that he certainly is inexperienced. He cannot tell whether she's a psul or not. So Kamash Malon, that no, even here, a great Chiddush Rabbi Elazar, we apply the principle of Shavi Nafshei Chatichid Yisur. How do you understand the Kamashal on this Gemara? See, one can understand the Kamashal in two very different ways. That now, Mao the same, or you would think that what? Hacha Mekim Hudelo Kimle. He's clueless, he's unaware. Kamashal on that what? Kamashal on that no, even a Bachur can sense Pesach Pasuach and therefore Kimle. Exactly like that Gemara in Kedushin of Samachay, Homanisha Kidashtich. Or maybe one can suggest the following Kiddush, Kamash Malan, despite the fact that Lo Kimle, Emachinami, he does not know. Not knowing is a crucial factor when you're dealing with Nemanus. But here we're talking about Shavi and Avshay. Who says Kimle is so vital in the realm of Shavi and Avshay? As the Shita said, a person has the right to forbid upon himself that which is absolutely mutter. Maybe that's the Kamashmalan of the Gemara. That despite the fact that Lo Kimle, Kamashmalan in Achinami, that Nema Mosrala, because Shavi Nafshe, Chatichid Yisura. So if you look at Rashi, Der Maschal Aval, Rashi writes the following. But look here, Mitol Shepanu Haya, Ve'ino Baki. Look, we're dealing with a kid, a bachur. No? He doesn't know. And he thinks that Enochinami was Pesach Pasuach. But he's uninformed. So Kamash Malon did know. So what is the Kamash Malon? So if you take a look at the Gemara, the next daf, the Yudam and Aleph, the Gemara relates the following incident. The Hudas of the Kamedra of Nachman. And he came forth with the claim again of Pesach Pasuach. So Nachman got very upset. Azvu Kofri.
Rav Nachman said, that person, give him malchus. Give him malchus with kufri, right? With the palm branch. What are you saying? Is it appropriate? So the Gemara says, what's inappropriate? But Pesach Pesach Masasi. The Gemara asks Akasha, HaRav Nachman Hu Dama Mehemin. Rav Nachman said, when the Baal comes forward and says Pesach Pesach, he's believed. So why does Rav Nachman say Asavu Kofri? Why should that be? So the Gemara says, one teret, no stira, Mehemin, who must feel like Kofri. Not a stira whatsoever. He's believed, but still, there's something inappropriate here. Like, look at the Rishonim. He's a young kid. How does he know so well, right, that whether she's a Basula, whether she's a Bula? It must be that he's more experienced than we think he is. No? So, Mehemin, Enochinami, but Asvul Kufri. The Gemara says that no. Avachoy Mishane. Avachoy says it's referring to two different cases. Not Mehemin umasin like Kufri. Kan de Bachur, Kan de Nosui. If you're talking about a person nasui, he's been married before. Say nachinami mehemin. Here you're talking about a bachur, that's not true. So what does that mean? In a bachur, he's worthy of malchus. One could understand the Gemara simply. If the person is nasui, so in such a case, we know he's been married before. He can send Pesach Pesuach, not Pesach Pesuach. A bachur, how does he sense Pesach Pesuach? So therefore, it's inappropriate. Rashi writes the following, though. Rashi writes, Kan b'bachur, lo mehemin. He's not believed. And therefore, why is it that he gets malchus? Al shemei is panav. He's not getting malchus because we take his word for it, but that indicates somehow he must have been involved in inappropriate activities. No. Lo mehemin, he's not believed. So if he's not believed, then he's cool. Why in the world is he coming forward and saying, Pesach Pesuach? That's inappropriate. Al shemei is panav. And therefore, Nachman said, you should get malchus. So there the Rashba, the Sugi, and Daf Yud, the Ramaskol, Rav Achoy, discusses this Chiddush of Rashi at length. The Rashi writes, in the case of a bachur, Eino Neman. We don't believe what he says. So Rashi writes explicitly. What do you mean, Eino Neman? We just learned up Testament out. We didn't know that much. One line. No, Neman Ostrelo. How can you say in the case of bachur, Eino Neman, when the Gemara here in Daf Test says, Neman Ostrelo? The Rashba quickly adds, wait a second. The Gemara in Daf Yud, according to Rashi, is referring to Lahafsida Ksuvasa. Eino Neman means Eino Nem Lahafsida Ksuvasa. What's the Gemara in Daf Tes? The Gemara's not talking about Ksuva. Here the Gemara is talking about Neman Osralov. That's exactly what Rashi says in our Gemara Daf Testament Aleph. No? He's Neman the Ostrelov. Rashi continues, Avala Hafsida Ksuvasa Lo Mehemin. How did Rashi know that's true? Maybe when Rabbi Elazar says that he's Neman fully. Even Hafsida Ksuvasa. How did Rashi know it's only the Ostrelov and not the case of Hafsida Ksuvasa? That's exactly the Rashi and Daf Yud. Because here we're dealing with the case of Bachur. Why? Because the Gemara says, Lo Kimlei. In a case of a Bachur, in the case of a Panui, in such a case, Eino Neman, the guy's clueless. It's exactly what the Gemara says in Daf Yud, according to Rashi, Eino Neman. So how here do you assume Neman? Must be two very different halachos. So here the Gemara is referring to the Ostralav, as literally Rabbi Elazar writes, and the Gemara Daf Yud is referring to Lafsid Luxavasa. Why then is it Neman Ostrelov if in fact Eino Neman? The answer is Shavyanavshe Chatichid Yisura. So that's what the Shita Govetas here points out in the Testament of the Ramasko Vidda. How did Rashi understand the Kamashmon of our Gemara?
The Gemara says that Mahu the same ahafa makeim hu de lo kimle. The guy simply is unaware. Kamashmalan did what? Kamashmalan, you're 100% right. He is unaware. The Kamashmalan of the Gemara is despite the fact that any odeya, the lo kimle, nonetheless, shavi nafshe chatzichi yisura. That's exactly what the Shita gets his rights, is Rashi Shita. And that's exactly why Rashi writes, the Shita says, that this can only be true l'ostrolov, but not as far as Ksuv is concerned. Because the Bachar is Einon Emon. This is absolutely against the Ritva. If you look at the Chedusha Ritva, the Ramaskol Mai, the Ritva writes, what's the Kamashma of the Gemara? The Kamashma is now that make him comely. Ritva's Mefurish. If you only had the Mishnah and Samach, hey, we would say, look, it's obvious that the person gave this woman Kesef Kedushin. But you're talking about Bir Yishona B'sula B'ula, that's much less obvious. You would have thought you can't apply the principle of Shavi Nafshi because Lo Kimle, Kamash Malon, but no. When a person comes forward with a Tanaz Bari, that's what the Ritva writes, Kevan the Toin came the Bari, Mekom Kimle. That's very different from Rashi Shita, no? Rashi writes the Kamashim of our Gemara is despite the fact that he doesn't know, Shavi Avshay. The Ritva writes that no, the Kevan, the Toin Shabari came, Mekum Kimle. Rashi then is very crucial. The person is coming forward to Bezdin saying something that Bezdin knows that he is absolutely unaware. And as far as Dinamamos, for example, they wouldn't even consider his taina. But nonetheless, Nemamostrolov. Why is that true? Shavya Nafshe. Voshub Shav, then, according to Rashi, one could argue that it's not that Shavya Nafshe works Bitoras Nemonos. How can it work Bitoras Nemonos when you're dealing with a case where Rashi writes that Lo Mehemin. Shavi Nafshi means that now you become a Barachi, that we realize that you're able to make that determination. Pot Mashal Rashi is the following. Eino Chinami, Eino Neman, but nonetheless, Shavi Nafshi. Because who says that Shavi Nafshi is rooted Midinei Monos? If it's an independent chiyuv, there's no stir whatsoever. To say that a person is not fully aware, but nonetheless, he can be mechayiv himself. If your simia works the mafrei as a form of birur, hard to assume if you're dealing with an area where lo kimle, where enon emon. So you get back to the first statement of Rashi. If this is true, then when it comes to Pesach Pasuach, really, Eino Nema. And nonetheless, we can still apply the principle of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Bisura. One could raise the following difficulty. Rashi begins the sugi by telling us the following. Why are we so concerned with the time of Pesach Pasuach? What happened to the Tanaz Damim? So what does Rashi write? No, that can't be relevant. Nevda Hamapa. It comes from our usual Mishpacha where we know that there wasn't going to be Riyazdam. So what did the Ritva and the Shita point out according to Rashi? Because if there would be Dam, then the time of Pesach Pasuach is irrelevant. What's somewhat of the difficulty? How do the two Rashis then fit? See, if you're telling me the Shavi and Afshi is not midin emanus,
not just that Tzos writes, Ke'ein Neder, right, within that approach. And therefore can apply even in a case of Lokimle. So, shouldn't one be inclined to argue that that's also true in a case of Di'ika Dam? What happens? If there is Dam, and he comes forward and says, Pesach Pasuach, oh, we dismiss his claim. There was Dam. Dam Besulim. How can you say Pesach Pasuach? See, if you're working with the Virur track, it's very good. How can you say definitively Kimle Pesach Pasuach? Hachosha. No, there's Dam Besulim. But if you're telling me that that's not true at all, it's a separate Yischaivus. Kein Neder, as the Shita writes, that also davar mutlo. So can't one argue that Eino Chinami, that even in a case of Dam, chances are what the guy is saying is absolutely wrong. But nonetheless, he has the right of Shavi Nafshei Chatichad Yisur. Apparently one must argue, even according to Rashi, the Shavi Nafshei is considered to be, right, say, Hischaivus, not Birur, not Nemanus. But nonetheless, if the assertion, as we'll see, is something which is ludicrous, then we don't assume Shavi Nafshei. We'll soon see other Ramakomas. No, the beauty of the Pesach Shiva, a person gets up and says, today is Shabbos, today is Yom Kippur. So you can say Shavi Nafshei Chaticha Disura. Right, and therefore he can't eat and he can't do malacha. He says something that's nonsensical. He'll try to help the kid. No, but we're not going to assume Shavi Nafshei. It has to be some element where there's a latest hasafik that we can apply the principle of Shavi Nafshei. It's an absolute outright toast. And what he says is mamash belidas. We don't even apply the principle of Shavi Nafshei. If you take a look, and the Shita Mukhabet says, here in Dervaskov, the Zeloshan HaRashba, Shita Gweset writes, according to Rashi, B'di'ika Dam, the expression the Shita uses is, Harei Shor Shachut Lefanecha. Shor is Shachut Lefanecha. And I'm being made that there's an animal that's walking around that's alive and well. I'm giving edus that the animal is a nevela, it's a trefa. And you look and you see the animal is dead and had a ma'aseh shechita. That's edus. That's called hachasha. Two edim testify that the person is dead and bohorog baraglov. The guy shows up in Bezdin. So now we have a problem of hachasha, a trey keneged trey. The edim say he's dead and the person's alive. The answer is when there's no latus hasafek. The edus is not edus. That's the exact language the Shita uses according to Rashi. Even Shavi Nafshei will have to see. Requires that there must be a certain level of latest hasafek. If there's no suffix whatsoever, you don't even presume Shavi Nafshei. So that's Rashi's chiddush. That if nevda b'hamapa and dam cannot be an indicator, there's a sufficient latest hasafek to invoke Shavi Nafshei. But Rashi's chiddush, if it's a case where dika dam, Shor shachol defanecha. What he says is nonsensical. Now, if you look further in that piece, in the Shita Mukhabet says, it's in Lashon HaRashba. The Shita quotes the Chiddush in Yerushalmi. Neman Ostralav. What's the kasha the Gemara raises? What do you mean Neman Ostralav? What about Sfeik Sfeika? Ones, Ratzon, Taftav, Eino Taftav. No? They didn't have an Ostralov. What about Sfeik Sfeika? Zeno Chinami, what is the Gemara answer? Can't be a Sfeik Sfeika. So the Shita interprets the Yerushalmi not that way. What's your kasha? It's a Sfeik Sfeika? You know what the Teretz is? Eino Chinami. Of course it's a Sfeik Sfeika. If you're talking about the Shuras Hadin, Say, I will tell you it's a sfeik sfeik alahatir. Here you're not dealing with shuras hadin. Here you're dealing with shavya nafshin. Like the Shita writes that a person can forbid mamish dvar mamutarim. So what's the kasha? Isn't it a sfeik sfeika? So the Shita interprets the Yerushalmi, a great chiddush to some, it is a sfeik sfeika. But a Baal is neman to say, midin shavya nafshin, that he will treat his wife as though she is forbidden. And obviously, our sugya assumes that's not true. Even in dealing with something which is shavya nafshin. But if al pidin there would be no leidas hasafek at all, we would dismiss the shavya nafshin. Just like in Rashi's case, bidika damin. So wait, so the Gemara says, in order to create an issur, you have to assume A, B, C, and D. You have to assume tafta baratzon. And that's a sfeik sfeika. We will not even invoke shavya nafshin in a case of sfeik sfeika. That pashut pshat is a difference in Rashi between a case of bachur as opposed to ikadamim. Ikadamim, Rashi writes, that's not called a leidas hasafek at all. The language the Ritva was achushim achish, shkuri meshaker. Now the language the Shitra Kobet says, the Rashba shor chof shofu defanecha. Hashenkin, where there's leidas hasafek, say no chinami, then shavya nafshin. So this issue, whether it works midin nemanus or not, can be crucial, even just simply, for the shakta vitari of the sugya. If you look elsewhere in the Ktzos, in Simen Pei, in Sivkatan Beis, Ktzos suggests a further nafkamina, which he alluded to before. The case of Hodos Baldin, shavya nafshin. So writes him in pace of cotton bays. Mizel loshem knesses hagdola. Dafka kishetoin tana shahatoin atzma yodeh shenis hayuva. The only time you assume that that's true, hodos baldin kumedim dummy. Is when the person says something and he knows shenis hayuva, that his statement creates a chiyuv. But if he makes a statement and he thinks his assertion is going to work in his favor, it will exempt him, it cannot work against him to create a chiyuv. And therefore, a great chiddush, yochal lachzor v'liton. Simen Pei is the simen of when we assume Toin v'chozer v'toin. When can a person come forward with claim A and then retract, rescind, change his mind? So if mamish there was a holdos bowed in, would allow a person to say that's not true. Ain't a chozer v'toin. See, the Ktzos quotes the Knesset HaGdolah. That it's only considered to be hodos baldin when he realizes that the effect of his words is it'll create a chiyuv. So Ktzos writes, this is all good if you assume like the Mari Ibn Leib that hodos baldin is mitoras chiyuv of matana. It's a new hischayvus. So obviously requires dasan yisayu. He has to realize that his words are going to have an impact. Sef shalomar, te kemen shinadeim yisayu, lo avichiyu. But the Ktzos tries to take a look at what he wrote in Siman Lama Dalet. Hodos baldin works betaras ne'amonus. Adam ne'amon al atzma. And vimkein, in lechalek. It makes no difference whether you realize the next step what the effect of what you're saying is to create or to exempt. It doesn't matter. Adam neman al atzmo. When you go to Bezdin and you make an assertion, Adam neman al atzmo. you may have thought that this was a tana to exempt yourself, and it turns out that this will be used against you. It's not a kasha. Nemanos. Mitzos continues and writes, V'gam v'tshuva shev Yaakov, Reisi shekosav keinze gabi shavi nafshe chatichet yisura. Same thing applies in our sugya. That the person has to know what the effect of his words are. If a person will come to Bezin and say, Pesach Pasuach, he has to realize that as a result of that statement, Neman Ostralov, if for whatever reason he thinks that it means A and it turns out to mean B, we don't assume the principle of Shamina Shechatichet Yisura. And the Tos writes, I disagree with that as well. Because Hodos Baldin and Shavinafshi is one halacha, Odom Neman Al Atzmo. And what's the proof? Nizemuchach miha damar lo lavisi kilo parati. Quotes his right from Simon Lama Dalit. A person comes to Bezdin with a taina liftur, and Bezdin flips it against him. You claim ohayadram liolam. That's a twofold assertion. You never borrowed, and you never paid. And therefore, if Adam will come forward and say you borrowed, you cannot say I paid. You already were made that you didn't pay. Implicit in your statement of Levisi is Loparati. A tan liftor can be used to create a chiyu. This issue, to what extent Shavi Nafshe is considered to be Ischaivos from Edin Amonos, is perhaps relevant for the following issue. In our sugi, we have a case of Shavi Nafshe. But there's no counter raya. Rashi writes, Yashli is varer. You can't prove otherwise. But let's assume you're dealing with a case where that's not true. What's the halacha of Shav Yanavshe Kenegadeidim? Let's assume, for example, that I say Aser, and Adam come forward and say, Lohayadram Yolo. It's not true. That's explicitly a machlokas Rishon. If you look in this sugi in Kedushin, what are Gemara quotes? The sugi of Samach Vav, right on the margin, right, of the Gemara's Kedushin, is the Pirush of the Tosas Vi Hazaken. So the Tosas Vi Hazaken writes explicitly that in Mistavra, the hod the army the shavi and afshe chaticha di sura hani mile hecha deleka sahadi. Yeah, that's all things being neutral. There's no counter raya. Avalika sade deleka isur. Then what's there? Not keneged ha'edim. You say asur and edim say mutter. Don't apply the principle Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Yisura. And if you look in the Tshuvas HaRashba, and this is found in Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Yud Aleph, it's quoted by the Beis Yosef and Eben Ezer in Siman Mem Ches. Rashba writes differently. Categorically, even in the presence of hachash of edim, so take a look at the Mechaber in Yerodeyan, the very first Simon, Simon Aleph in Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber has such a case, Shavi and Afshe against Edim. And take a look at the Mechaber, take a look at the Pisachei Tshuva in Siman Yud Ches. That Pisachei Tshuva, right, relates it to our issue, right? Ne'amanus, Yischaivos. And take a look at the Raman Yerodeya. It's found in Kuf Chav Zayin and Sif Aleph. Then we'll have to discuss further details, right, of how Shavi and Afshe in fact works. is Bezdin Kofek? Can Bezdin give an onesh for Shavi and Avshei Chatichet Yisurim? And to what extent is it considered to be Birur and Emonus? And to what extent is it considered to be that which the Ktos calls Gein Nefesh?